Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
IV vitamin therapy isn't new, but with advancements, a customized, tailor-made vitamin drips has made a comeback, and my guest is Dr. Purical Lance. He's an internist and founder of the Anti-Aging and Laser Medical Associates. So, Dr. Lance, tell us a little bit about IV vitamin therapy, because people are swallowing 10, 20 pills a day sometimes, and not everybody wants to do that. So tell us what's going on in this sort of tailor-made for you vitamin drips to treat your nutritional needs.
Sure, Melanie, and it's great to be on with you in Chicago. You know, I want to start out by saying that if we really had the natural and organic diet that we're really meant to have, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture has said itself in a study that 70 to 80% of Americans have some form of vitamin deficiency. When you couple that with the fact that we live in a modern world with constant exposure to toxins, the concept of IV vitamins starts to become really important, because we really do need vitamins to prevent disease and to combat stress and to combat toxins. So for people who want to really get kind of an edge on their very, very stressful life, IV vitamins becomes a great solution.
Well, also, because I would think that, Dr. Lance, it would mean a more, you know, regimented, and also you'd know how much you're getting, because people go, should I take 1,000 IUs of vitamin D? Should I take 2? Should I take, how much B12 is in this multivitamin? Has it got enough folic for me? You know, so it sort of takes all the guesswork out of that, doesn't it?
It does take the guesswork out of it. And then the other concept is a term called bioavailability. How much can your gut really absorb of the vitamins that you're taking? You know, when you eat a natural food, it's easier for your system to absorb vitamins from natural foods than it is to absorb from vitamins. When you're doing IV vitamins, these vitamins are going directly into your bloodstream. So the absorption is guaranteed. So the amount that we give is the amount that the patient receives. Now, we typically use pretty high doses of the vitamins when we use them, but we know that they're safe because we're giving water-soluble vitamins, and we know that these high doses have been shown to be safe. So we're typically giving many, many times the required or the recommended daily RDA amount.
Do you think that this is becoming more, you know, mainstream, as it were, that more physicians are going to start to use this form of therapy? Because, I mean, does it have a strong record of safety? Is there complications? Are we worried about anything?
So the most common IV cocktail, vitamin cocktail, is the Myers cocktail. And that was, created by Dr. Myers, and that's been used for over 50 years. So the safety is without question. This is absolutely safe. And I think what's happening is that patients are creating the demand. More people are realizing that this is important for their health. And as more people request it, I think more doctors will offer it.
So when we think of the Myers cocktail, for an example, you know, it's B vitamins, vitamin C. How does it compare to what we would be taking? You know, people chomp on vitamin C's all day long, you know, end up with a couple of thousand easy because they taste good, you know.
Sure.
We're getting magnesium and calcium. I don't see folate on here. I don't see folic acid. So how do we, you know, how does it compare to what we might take normally anyway?
So I'll start out with using a food example. A typical orange will have about 70 milligrams of vitamin C. Most people, as you said, take 1 to 2,000 grams of vitamin C. That would be 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. With the IV cocktail, we're doing anywhere from 1 to 2 grams. So we're easily 10 times higher than what you would do with a vitamin. Now, with a vitamin, there's only so much your gut can absorb. With the IV, it's guaranteed to be into your system. So it's many more times than taking a vitamin C pill.
And when you talk about the foods that we eat, I mean, obviously, the macronutrients in the soil are not the same as they were however many years ago. So we're definitely not getting what we need. And it's proving that most people are vitamin D deficient. Dr. Lance.
Yeah, you know, vitamin D is not something we give IV, but you're absolutely correct. Most people are vitamin D deficient. We're not spending enough time in the sun. You need to be in the sun because vitamin D is actually made, the active form of vitamin D is actually made in your skin in exposure to sunlight. We're not meant to be sitting in offices and cubicles all day long. So getting vitamin D in your diet is very, very, very important. And
well,
again, as
it's not in this cocktail, so you don't give it IV.
No, that's because it's a fat-soluble vitamin. And vitamins A, D, E, and K are fat-soluble, so you have to get them from your diet. It's, you know, theoretically you could do it IV, but it's not really practical.
And what about folic acid? I understand that women need about, if they're drinkers, to help reduce their risk of breast cancer, maybe even up to 800 milligrams. So I don't see folic acid on here either. So is there a reason for this Myers cocktail set as it is? And is it changing as we change?
You know, it can be tailor-made. Absolutely, you can add folic acid. And on to the drinking concept, the truth is that women, even more so than men, really need to watch their alcohol consumption because alcohol is a risk for breast cancer. So we really shouldn't be saying, oh, I can drink and I'll just make up for it with an IV cocktail, because the carcinogenic, you know, breast cancer risk isn't going to go away with that. But that being said, women of childbearing or people who are expecting to be pregnant absolutely should be intaking folic acid. There was actually a new study that showed that women had fewer autistic children when they were supplementing with folic acid. So that's an important concept. But certainly not meant to be used as a counterbalance for alcohol use. We really want to be very moderate with that.
Then how do you tailor balance, you know, tailor this cocktail for each person? How would you go about doing that? You check our vitamin levels and see where we're deficient and go that way?
You can absolutely do that. The other thing is that some people come in for very specific conditions. So people who have migraines might come in for an IV vitamin cocktail because IV magnesium helps to diminish the amount of migraines or the severity of migraines that people have. So we'll put in a little more magnesium for somebody like that. People with fibromyalgia, which is basically an inflammatory condition of the muscles and joints, it causes a lot of pain. We'll tend to use higher doses of B vitamins for those people. So a lot of it can be done just through the history of the patient and if they're using this to treat a specific condition. I have a lot of patients that come in when they feel like they're coming down with a cold or a flu, and I'll just give them very high dose vitamin C. And a lot of times it just shuts it off. They won't get sick at all. So a lot of it can be done just through the history and the needs of the patient.
So do you see on the horizon, Dr. Lance, that this is going to be more widely accepted and that people are going to start going to their internists for their vitamins?
What I really would like to see, and you know, what you propose would be great for business, but what I would really like to see is that the food sources of America become wholesome again. We have a calorie-rich diet and a nutrient-poor diet. We are not getting the vitamins we need from food. So I would like to see a healthier America. In absence of that, I absolutely see that IV vitamins are going to become more a component of, a healthy regimen that people are going for. So, but again, you know, we really need to try and focus on the health of this country, and it starts at ground zero with a natural, healthy diet. You look at the diet of most people. Look at what you can order through a drive-thru. Look at what your food choices are, you know, at your local corner store. It's mostly vitamin-poor foods. It's really not acceptable.
Well, it certainly is. And so, Dr. Pierico-Lanz, give us your best advice in the last 30 seconds and where people can find out more information.
Well, you can always look on our website, mybodywithin.com. And the other thing is, when you look at your foods, you want to see a rainbow of colors. When you see colors, that means you're getting vitamins. So look at peppers that are red, grapes that are blue, melons that are yellow or orange. You want to look for color. You want to see a rainbow when you're eating. If you're doing that, you're getting vitamins.
Well, that is great advice. See a rainbow when you're eating, and then you know you're getting your great vitamins. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.